This is program number LW2744. Well, did you hear the latest? Isn't that the way it all starts out? Hi, this is Larry West. The stuff that comes through the grapevine is a lot more interesting than anything you could read in the newspaper. Rumor, it's a great national pastime. Did you hear that Abraham Lincoln's body has been moved 17 times since it was buried? That's right. It's been moved for several reasons, but I find it interesting. One time, word got out that Lincoln's body had been stolen, and the rumor got so hot that everybody became so sure of it that they finally had to dig up his body to find out if the rumor was true. And sure enough, it wasn't. Grapevine. You know where that word came from, grapevine? I mean, in the area of rumor. Keith Davis at Arizona State University says that the term grapevine originated with the stringing of vine-like telegraph lines between trees during the Civil War, so messages would come through the grapevine. Of course, today there are a lot of things that still come through the grapevine. Did you know that some of those things that come through the grapevine, some of the rumors, have cost some businesses around the country a lot of money? Roy Rowan, in his Reader's Digest article some time ago, says that one of those pick-up quick hamburger places, you know, the kind you see on opposite street corners across the country, that the rumor got out that one of them was putting red worms in hamburger meat to increase the protein content. Someone started the rumor. Why? I don't know. But it cost the company thousands of dollars. You like bubblegum? One company that makes a certain brand of bubblegum once had to shell out $100,000 to correct a rumor that got out about it. The word was their gum contained spider eggs. But it was just a rumor. Did you ever taste that candy called Pop Rocks? Well, General Foods launched an intensive newspaper advertising campaign once fighting the absurd tales that someone started telling that Pop Rocks had been exploding in children's stomachs. It's amazing what rumor does. Rumor. It's broken up marriages. It's destroyed lifelong friendships. It's bankrupt companies. It's taken us to war. You know what rumor is? A rumor is, more often than not, nothing but a lie. And it's one of the easiest things in the world to get caught up in, especially when we want to believe it. Did you hear back in the 1970s about the oil company's secret storage tanks in Arizona filled to the brim with gasoline? You know, put there to make prices go up. How about those fully loaded supertankers that were anchored in some remote bay? That's what they said, anyway. True? I don't know. But one thing is for sure, those were the things that we wanted to believe. I mean, after all, you know, we've got to blame somebody. But like I say, a rumor is often nothing more but just a lie. And some of us had rather believe a lie, that even if the truth is more incredible. But really, I'm convinced that honesty is still the best policy. Got something for you to think about today. When you hear something through the grapevine, maybe you'll even hear it today, before you turn and tell it yourself, make sure it's the truth. I mean, if you've got to, go to the source and find out for sure. That way you won't ever have to be embarrassed when you find out that what you've been telling is just a lie. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. It's God who says in the Bible something that he's demanded from the beginning. The Bible simply says, speak truthfully to your neighbor. You know, the Bible says that the father of lies is old Satan himself, and who in his right mind wants to honor him? Let's honor God, and really let's honor each other. Let's speak the truth. Be careful. What you hear and what you tell just may be a rumor. I have a Bible study course I'd love to send to you. It's free of charge. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe. Two words, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.